Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Miraculous Living Radio. I'm your host, Julie Renee, speaker, author, and master healer. You can count on Miraculous Living Radio to be your most important resource to inspire, to inform, and to improve your health and vitality. Welcome to your Miraculous Living. Stay tuned. Our show is about to go live.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Julie Renee, and today we're talking about the outpouring of spiritual gifts in the season of Pentecost. And what that means to you is that everyone, every single person on the planet, can enjoy the amplification of blessings from Spirit during this period of time. And, you know, we've just gone past the winter solstice and the darkest day of the year, and as the days begin to expand again and open up, we really have this whole energetic experience of the universe and the cycles of the earth opening up to expansion yet again. And the actual Pentecost itself, the actual outpouring of spiritual gifts, that season starts this week on January 6th. So you can, if you've been waiting to learn about spiritual gifts, to readily access these special gifts, today is the episode that you'll learn how to access your own spiritual gifts and to create a shift in your realm and with the ones you love. So you can increase your energy vibration and open to your ability to share God, light, and blessings with all you meet. And that is what we are going to be talking about the whole show today. And, you know, this is the first week of January, obviously. All of you know that. And that's a pretty fun week for most people. It's a time of setting new intentions, new spiritual, physical, business, career goals, family and relationship goals. And what a perfect time as the energy is going into an expansion to begin to set new goals and new intentions for living life even better, even better. And here at Miraculous Living, we've dedicated 2013 as the best year of your life year. And we'll be doing all kinds of things to support that for everyone who connects in with us. So we're really intentional on you getting the best year of your life. Interestingly, January has many kind of designated official celebrations going on in the month of January. Here are some lesser known celebrations happening. The month of January in the United States is the National Oatmeal Month. And to go with that oatmeal, it's the Hot Tea Month of the year. It's the Be On Purpose Month, the Celebration of Life Month, and we will be celebrating life this month, that's for sure. Family Fit Lifestyle Month, and Image Improvement Month. So those are just a few of many, many celebrations and things that are associated with January. I know we always think about February as the love month and July as the freedom month, but January is the month of new beginnings. And the month of kind of innocence and purity and starting out yet again on your journey. And it's the time to leave the past behind and to step into your wonderful life and your future. So we're going to start the show with several novenas. And a novena is a prayer that you say on behalf of someone to transform their reality. And these novenas are from a Christian mystic, Carol Parrish, and she's written these beautiful, there's 9 days of prayers, and I've grabbed a few of them here that I'm going to share with you. And let them be a blessing to you as we begin to open to the spiritual gifts that come. I greet this day with love in my heart. This day, I will love myself. As a result, I inspect all that enters my body, my mind, and my heart. I resist overindulgences and cherish my body with cleanliness and moderation. I uplift my mind through knowledge and the wisdom of the ages. I refuse to become complacent. I fill myself with gratitude for the opportunities that come. I feed my spirit through meditation and contemplate the great mysteries of life. My heart unfolds and embraces all of life. My love blesses the earth. I greet this day with love in my heart. And so we think about, as we begin our new year, inspecting all that enters my body, my mind, and my heart, resisting overindulgences and cherishing my body with cleanliness and moderation. And thinking about if you've made a commitment to honor your body in a more profound way, perhaps this is a perfect time to be really reframing it rather than trying to come at your body with a control energy. I'm going to control my body. I'm going to exercise it so that the weight comes off, or I'm going to starve myself so the weight comes off. There's a whole different approach to this sacredness and relatedness to the body. And that approach is to honor and love and cherish the body with kindness, with moderation, with beautiful things, with good nutritious food. Perhaps it's organic. Perhaps you're eating some superfoods or you're doing a cleanse. This is a time to really ask, what does the body really want right now? So with that New Year's goal of perhaps of getting fit, and that's National Family Fitness Month, think about approaching the body as in loving and honoring and respecting the body. What does the body want and need right now? And I also like to really remind you that what you feed your mind, what you feed your ears, your eyes, your senses, that's all spiritual food. And so if you're wanting to be in access, really in that space of accessing the spiritual gifts that come, I want to suggest that what you put into your vision, what you put into your ears, what you smell, what you're reading, knowledge that you're reading, how you're feeding yourself will directly correspond with how much you can access spiritual gifts. And if you're ready to be on a journey of healing, of health, of transformation, of ascension, of enlightenment, then choose and select the foods, the knowledge, the sense, that which will expand your awareness in those areas. So you can't just expect to show up and think that a change is going to happen just by a miracle. You have to open the door a little bit. You have to open the gateway a little bit to that area that you're really longing to expand in, so that you're really giving fuel to the mind, so that your receptors, your energetic receptors, are on the receiving vibration for all good for you, what is really your heart's desire and your soul's desire. That's what we're looking to now have you amplify, not somebody else's idea. You know, it's really interesting to be thinking about spiritual gifts and be in an entrepreneurial position. And I know many of you listeners are entrepreneurs. And, you know, one of the things I thought a few years back is that since I was such a spirit being and that I was so kind of female healing kind of a person, that I needed to really understand the dynamics and the workings of the male model of business, of entrepreneurship. And I did do coaching with two really awesome coaches who are men. But, you know, the rhythm that I got into with the men I coached with was not the rhythm that is really friendly to my body. And so I actually was dealing with energetic stress because I had started setting up my entrepreneurial experience to match these two coaches that I had been following and, you know, continue to honor and respect. I love their path. But if your path is the path of a spirit being and you want to also reach the world, then, of course, you need to learn what it is that makes your business work, but you also need to honor and cherish your spiritual path as you grow as a spirit and an entrepreneur. Bring that God state of being, that preciousness, that clarity into your work and into your love life. And, you know, this is a perfect time to also be thinking about if you love, honor, and cherish yourself and put only good into yourself, why not also do it with your family members and your beloved? Why not make some extra time this week, this month, this year, maybe on a weekly basis or a biweekly basis, to really let your family members and your loved one, your beloved, know how cherished they are, how much you love them, perhaps. You know, for you gentlemen who are listening, drawing a bubble bath for your wife or bringing home some flowers or a special bracelet, you know, that's beautiful. And for women, you know, getting that special tool for him, showing up and just listening to him when he's ready to be in conversation, giving him the space he needs when he gets home from work. You know, maybe stopping the complaining conversations, definitely stopping the complaining conversations. Think about, do your children feel cherished by you every week, every day? Maybe it can be a daily thing. I love you, darling. You're so wonderful. I really love how you learn. Whatever, validation. So that you could be fueling and feeding in gratitude and appreciation the people around you. And as you open to that gratitude and appreciation, you're opening to a wavelength of unconditional love that brings in incredible gifts, incredible spiritual gifts. We go into the second novena. I greet this day with love in my heart. Henceforth, I look on all life with love. I realize the rebirth within myself. I love the sun, and it warms me. Yet, I love the rain, for it cleanses my spirit. I love the light, for it shows me the way. Yet, I love the darkness, for it shows me the stars. I welcome happiness, for it expands my heart. And I endure sadness, for it teaches me compassion. I experience the challenges of my life as they aid in my growth. I greet this day with love in my heart. And some of you may be facing difficult times. And, you know, it may not always, life may not always be predictable. This time of the beginning of the year is a time of both termination and new beginnings. Your life may have been, you may have been living your life in a way that you've now outgrown. That form must die so that new energies may be released in a new form. So this may be a passage for you. And I'm going to say that everyone who's listening, I'll bet this is a passage time for you. And it is a cycle of initiation. Positive growth and change, however, may involve a descent into darkness as part of the cycle of perpetual renewal. As in nature, this progression is constant and has five aspects: death, decay, fertilization, gestation, and rebirth. Events occurring now may well prompt you to undergo a death within yourself. Since self-change is never coerced, we are always free to resist. I encourage you to remain mindful that the new life is always greater than the old. And so if this January finds you in a time of breakdown, or in a time when you can't really force the river, like you're pushing and you're attempting to make something work that isn't working, I want to encourage you to relax, to breathe deeply many times during the day. Take a few deep breaths in and let the stress leave your body. I think about a quote I heard. Gosh, this is from an old movie. I think it was filmed in India. Oh, the Kama Sutra. Having known love. Let's see if I can remember this. I will be as supple as the wind. After all, things are right in any case. And so when you know love, and you can be as supple as the wind. Imagine the wind. It doesn't strain. If it comes across an obstacle, it just goes around it. It just flows like a river flows. And having known love, you have the courage and the capacity to allow things to just flow off you like water off a duck's back. And rather than struggle or fight or resist, I encourage you to step into the possibility of a change from the inside out, a change that will alter your reality from this moment forward. Maybe that means making some extra time to find yourself in meditation, extra time in relaxation, in contemplation. I think about Jesus' descent. When he was going through his transformation, he went out into the desert, and we hear that Satan tempted him. And you know, temptation is whatever it is, you know. Maybe we don't take it literally, or maybe we take it literally, whatever, however you want to look at that. But that kind of descent into a barren desert to just surrender and be at peace and, you know, allow the demons to fall away. Allow the struggle to fall away so that you can emerge transformed and really available for direct access to the divine and to your spiritual gifts. I greet this day with love in my heart. I embrace all of humanity, seeking qualities to admire. Though I often have not been able to see clearly, with love, I will tear down the walls of separation which have been built. In their place, I will build bridges of connection. I love the ambitious, for they inspire me to greater action. I love those who fail, because they teach me endurance. I love the young, for the faith they hold, and the elders, for the wisdom they offer. I embrace the ugly and the beautiful, the rich and the poor, the meek and the bold. I acknowledge the spark of divinity that resides in each life that I meet. I greet this day with love in my heart. Have you discovered how much you appreciate the people around you? Have you been able to, in true celebration and joy, honor each person in your life. I had a very wonderful experience this week where I was able to, about a week ago, sit down and finally get to my Christmas cards after a very, very busy fall, and one that was so active I hardly had time to think. And I found myself sitting, writing love notes to everyone, just how much I appreciate them and the light that they are and what they bring to my life, how they make my life more special and more wonderful just by being in it. You know, this is a perfect time to honor your elders at the beginning of the year. And it's really remarkable to me that this is also a time that a lot of times elderly people choose to pass away in January and February. And I just want to encourage you that if you have some senior citizens living in your life, like your grandmother or your grandfather or an aunt or an uncle, cherish them and take the time to write them a love letter. Remind them of their life and their contributions and who they are to you. Maybe it's a very long letter. Maybe it's 5 or 10 pages. I had the opportunity to do this for my grandmother a few years ago, and she passed just a couple years ago at 99. And she had suffered from a kind of depression since her husband, my grandfather, had passed in his 60s. He was 64, and he was older than her, so she had been alone for more than 30 years. And she'd been very quiet. She was a woman of faith. She read her Bible every day. And she had very simple wisdom of, well, you just do the best you can do and give the rest to God. And although she had very clear, kind of articulate present memories, she had kind of lost some of who she was, probably from the depression. She had lost who she was when she, you know, was a young grandmother and wife and mother and all of that. And I was able to write her a letter thanking her for the meals that she made, those beautiful, she was German-Russian, and she rolled out dough and made Jobednifla and strudels and cheese buttons and all kinds of delicious family dishes that were made with egg dough and boiled and fried and, you know, really kind of unbelievably amazing, delicious food. And although she was always a quiet person, she probably would have been an event planner. And so I said that to her. I said, you know, you had such a skill. You would organize an event and like clockwork every holiday. And on many additional occasions, there was an event and 20 to 50 people would show up at her house and everything would go off like clockwork perfectly. And by taking the time, and it actually took me a couple months to write this letter the way I really wanted to. I was thinking about the stories I wanted to share with her and how what would really contribute to her, just flood her with love. And what I noticed is that, and everyone else around her noticed the same thing, is that she woke up from her long kind of absence where she had been sleeping in a depression for so many years, just kind of vacant, waiting to join her husband, her beloved, on the other side. She woke up, and she was happy and bubbly, and she was chatty, kind of like a teenager. And the first call I got was from my father. Well, actually, I take that back. The first call I got was from my aunt, Carlene, who was with my grandmother. And then my grandmother got on the phone, and she started chatting away about how happy she was, and she didn't know she was so good, and she just loved me so much, and she just felt so happy and so happy and so happy, and how much I, you know, really changed her life, made a difference in her life. And that was really sweet, and my aunt got on and thanked me. And then about a week later, my dad got on the phone and called me and said, I have to thank you. Nobody's been able to help Grandma, and you did. And before I knew it, all of my aunts and uncles had called me. My Uncle Bob had called me. I'd gotten calls from every one of my aunts and uncles thanking me for helping Grandma so much and waking her back up and bringing her back to the family. And this is the power that you wield with your thoughts and with your words. And don't say you're too busy. Please don't say you're too busy for this one. What's more important than letting people know you love them? Honestly, work can wait. Love cannot wait. So really greet the day, each day, with love in your heart. And greet everyone you meet with love, generosity, and appreciation. I greet this day with love in my heart. This is the great secret of joy. Only the unseen power of love can open my heart to all others and their hearts to me. I will make love my most effective tool, bringing happiness to others and to myself. I give and I receive the abundance of love that is needed in my life that I might bless and be blessed. I now know the great secret of joy, and life is transformed. I greet this day with love in my heart. And as we continue to think about the coming year and bringing in spiritual gifts, isn't one of the spiritual gifts to live a life of joy, of celebration, of appreciation, of gratitude? Is that not a gift? Do you not live a blessed life when you live in joy, appreciation, and celebration? I know that many of my students who have participated in the 21-day Accelerate Wealth from the Inside Out have shared this with me, that their life is just so much better. They become happier, and they fall in love with everyone they meet. And there's a sense of expansion and a sense of the miraculous when you approach the day that way. Now, there's a couple other beautiful qualities in the Accelerate Wealth, which incorporates kind of a scientific spiritual approach to bringing in the abundant life and the Garden of Eden. And it combines a beautiful home activation guide that's like a study guide. It's a particular way of looking and reframing things that you work on each day, that you actually embellish each day, and you get more and more aware of who you are, followed by and amplified with a meditation that gets you healthier, happier, and in love with the person in the mirror, as well as turning you into a magnet for all the goodness and wonder that you long for in your life. Well, we're going to take just a very short break, and we'll be back with more about spiritual gifts and love expansion.
You're listening to Miraculous Living Radio with Master Healer Julie Renee. Please join us in our upcoming Miraculous Living Inner Circle Healing Weekend, where you will receive 21 hours of vibrant health and wellness to get you back into your Garden of Eden. Imagine how good you can feel after 21 hours of healing. If you'd like more information about that, visit our website, www.julierenee.com. And if you're curious and not decided on the weekend, why don't you join us on one of our monthly calls? It's a free teleconference called Your Health Can't Wait. Go to our website again, www.julierenee.com, to find out more about this call, where you will be receiving a healing live and in person on the telephone. www.julierenee.com again. Stay tuned. Our show will go live in a minute.
Oh, that's such a good reminder. Welcome back, everyone. The Health Can't Wait call is actually coming up next Thursday, a week from today, at 11 o'clock. It's a live call, and that is such an extraordinary call because I do healings on you. I do miraculous healings on everyone who's on the call. We have anywhere from 10 to 65 people on the call, and you will literally feel your body changing. You'll have an energy shift that is distinct and remarkable. So I encourage you to get on that call. How you do that is just go into the julierenee.com site just below the video, click on Your Health Can't Wait, and register yourself for the Health Can't Wait call next week on Thursday. There's an encore call. If you can't make Thursday at 11 Pacific time, then jump on the 10 o'clock call, and you'll be able to hear the live call will be played back on Saturday morning, so you'll hear the Thursday call on Saturday. Alrighty, and everyone who listens to that call, regardless of whether you're getting on the live call, which of course is always wonderful, gets a healing. So when you listen to that call, the healing will still happen for you. So not to worry if there's just a block and you're unable to get on Thursday. The next weekend, Miraculous Weekend, is actually February 8th, 9th, and 10th, and we are just so thrilled with the amazing group of people that have come together in this brand new program. It's had two weekends now, and there's such a love vibe going in the group, such a diverse group of people from 20s to 80s, people in different age groups, and just it's really my heart's desire to serve humanity this way. You can find out more about that in the same location. Go to julierenee.com. Just under the video, it'll say About Miraculous Weekends. Click on that, and you'll go right into the weekend page. So join us for both of those. It'd be wonderful to get to know you better and serve you in a very profound and beautiful way. You know, this week I got thank you notes from people who I've worked with through the past year, and it's very sweet to have acknowledgments and letters come in, and I know that each of you are such precious beings, and you know that you so deserve to be honored, loved, cherished, and respected in your life, and I welcome you in my world. I'm so glad you're listening. One of the notes that I got just a couple days ago was from my dear friend and client Lorraine, who's just finished her first 21-day Accelerate Wealth program, and she was so appreciative. And this is a woman who really manages herself very well. She's an architect and a designer, and really globally designs resorts, green resorts all over the world. And her heart was so open, and she just was feeling so in love with her life and noticing how the shifts were happening so naturally and easily. And that's one of the things that all of the programs I offer do, is they really help you fall in love with yourself. They help you let go of that kind of edgy nervousness and really return to yourself. And we want to get in alignment with ourselves. True ascension, true transformation, the accessing of spiritual gifts doesn't come when you're out of alignment with who you are. It comes by slowing down just enough so that you have time to meditate, connect with your own inner well-being from the inside out, and really take the tenderness, the preciousness, the peace from inside you and let it shine out into the world. And one of my shinings, I'll say, is I've always loved the rosary, and I didn't grow up with it. I did not grow up Catholic. My grandmother was Catholic, but I grew up in the Lutheran Church, so I discovered the rosary when I was in my 20s. And I wrote a rosary that I rewrote a few incarnations, and the rosary is called Illumination, Love Meditation Rosary for Awakening Heart and Soul. And I want to just share with you the Love Wisdom Creed, as we're talking about expanding love and how the expansion of love opens us to our spiritual gifts. There is one infinite God-Goddess vibration of love that creates everything seen and unseen. This all-prevailing presence of light, love, miraculous creation, and the sacred expression of inclusion. Divine love embraces all humanity, regardless of religious preference or any other human selective difference. Heaven is here on earth. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body, here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation. I can release myself from any human bonds I have worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. I enjoy direct mystical access and divine union while practicing spiritual rites. These sacred rites belong to all humanity. In the Christian tradition, they are known as baptism, rebirth, the communion of saints, the sacrament of communion, the mystic bridal chamber. I have followed the path, the sacred path towards spiritual awakening, enlightenment, transmutation, and ascension in this life. I experience the presences of the Christed One, known to me as Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was avatar, teacher, guide, and friend. I revere Blessed Mother Mary, who is compassion, love, forgiveness, and healing. I trust in the existence of the Holy Ones and in the essence, their essence, living in me as life force. I trust in the reality of the Holy Ones, the divine male and female deities that have sprung forth from greater and lesser known spiritual paths to teach and guide us on the path of love wisdom. I am ageless and timeless. My life continues in and out of this human temple I call my body. Whatever I've done willingly or unwillingly to myself or others that no longer resonates with pure truth can be washed from me through the power of forgiveness and the unending, limitless power of love. Unending, limitless power of love. How beautiful that is. I greet this day with love in my heart. Henceforth I shall love all life and all kingdoms in every expression. At this moment I take steps towards a greater level of expression for myself and for all humanity. I grow in my understanding of the power of love and its holy purpose. I can succeed with love alone in my life as the great power that leads my experience. Love alone is capable of uniting all life in such a way as to complete and to fulfill. Love takes each one of us and joins us by the deepest in each. This appreciation hastens the day when all life is consciously linked together. I greet this day with love in my heart. And so now we think about honoring and loving all nations, all people, all groups of people, all factions, and how that unending, unlimitless power of love allows us to be our God self, to be generous, to be compassionate, to love and to forward others and to really be a light in the world and to live into our true purpose. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we will come back and do a meditation to open to the spiritual gifts as they come. So we will be right back.
Beautiful from the inside out. Do you want to take 10 years off your appearance and regenerate yourself from the inside out without pills, potions, or surgery? If you'd like to discover how to completely enhance your natural beauty safely and painlessly, then you want to check out Beautiful from the Inside Out. It's a series of 15 meditations done over 60 days, and it actually makes you 10 years younger. I mean, really, you will be the radiant natural beauty that you've always imagined yourself to be, and you can avoid all that nonsense of surgeries and potions. To enroll in this program, go to www.miraculouslivingbeauty.com. You'll be so glad you did.
Alrighty, so I'd like to encourage you to find a comfortable seated position with your spine erect and your feet on the floor, and we're just ready to start our meditation. We'll be in meditation about 17 minutes, and I'd like you to just really get yourself in sanctuary space, sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release any excess energy in the body. Beautiful. And you know, sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes you're like in a stuck place. I know we talked about this as a rebirth time, and sometimes you need to be in darkness before you move into the next level of light. And so when you're in that place where it feels kind of a little dark or dank or stuck, I want you to imagine a tornado or a little hurricane at the bottom of the grounding cord towards the center of the earth. And this little extra vortex will really help pull that stuck energy down so that you can experience a kind of relaxation in your body, a kind of freedom in your body. So right now, if that is where you're at, if you're in one of those places where you've been somewhat stuck, I want you to just go ahead and put that little mechanism at the bottom of the grounding cord. That's kind of a little whirlwind, and it's going to just help move that stuck energy. And while we're doing that, let's go ahead and have male bodies with a line of energy as wide as your wrist hollow in the center. Ground your testicles down to the center of the earth and set your testes and prostate on release. And let's release the excess enlarged energy for those of you who are mature and having some prostate issues. And for those of you just normal guys, you know, just it's really good to keep the energy not built up down there. So the technique for yogis is to run it up the spine and out the head. This is another way. It's very user-friendly to just run it down into the center of the earth. So you can do it either way. The yogis run it up through the body when they don't have a partner, so they're using sexual energy to fuel the body. But I just recommend that you move the energy, congested energy like sexual or heat energy, out of your physical body, because that's what causes the prostate to swell and become sick. So go ahead and release that. Female bodies, the same thing. We're going to ground the ovaries with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. And for females, we have a little different picture, but equally as problematic when it's not in check. We heal from our ovaries. So if you're no longer ovulating, or if ovulation is difficult, clearing the ovaries is really, really helpful. They discovered at the turn of the 19th century, so 113 years ago, I don't know, but, you know, a long time ago, that if they removed the female parts, the condition of hysteria went away, hysterectomy. But instead, ladies, we can just clear our ovaries every day and clear that impacted energy in the ovaries. So let's let that just release. And if you're a little confused, go ahead and push a little release button on each ovary, that little intention of this is what you do. Push a little release button. The ovaries are grounded. through the perineum down to the center of the earth, and just let the excess energy, the healing energy from the ovaries, get out of the ovaries and just go down to the center of the earth. Essentially what's happening is, say you're healing 10 people, you love your family and you're giving them your energy. Well, those healing projects, they get layered on top and on top and on top. And pretty soon it gets kind of impacted, like being constipated in your ovaries. So we just want to let that energy, the constipated energy, out of the ovaries. So you don't want everybody's energy built up in your ovaries. You really want to use your energy for yourself. And it's good to heal, but then just release. I mean, you can heal your family members. That's perfect. Just make sure that you clean up your ovaries every day. And then we'll do the same thing, men and women, up to the adrenals that sit on top of the kidneys. Inch up from the waist, 2 inches off the spine, with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, through each of the through the adrenals, down through the perineum, and down to the center of the earth. And we'll set the adrenals, which are responsible for your fight or flight and stress energy. Let's go ahead and release any stress in the adrenals. Let's put some little golden suns pulsing on the adrenals, get them kind of pulsing, nice little golden suns. I also like you to, from the brain stem, so the back of the brain, the first brain, the reptilian brain, draw a line of energy from the right side of the reptilian brain down to the right adrenal, and the left side of the reptilian brain down to the left adrenal. And let's go ahead and, I call this a diamond stress healing, so let's go ahead and clear the stress from the first brain, from the adrenals, and then down through the perineum, which clears the first chakra, which is all about survival. So we're clearing the major mechanisms for stress, and then in addition to that, we'll now set the nervous system on release by plugging the sciatic nerve into the adrenals and adrenal grounding cord, and let's release the nervous system too. So you can see you have this beautiful diamond going, and the nervous system is just releasing now too. You're doing a wonderful job. I can really feel the shifts happening for you. That's good. Pop up to the center of the head, and in the center of the head, this is your golden temple of silence. Mm-hmm. Very sweet. All right, open a trap door out the back of the head and just take a spiritual fire hose. You can ground the back of the head by the trap door down to the big grounding cord at your hips. Take a spiritual fire hose, wash out any looping thoughts, worries, or concerns. Just let it all go. And also, if you've got energy in the head, like the, I don't know, worries, extra papers, cobwebs, funky thinking, let's clear that out now. Excellent. I'd like you to pop out the top of your head. Pull your aura into 18 inches around your body. Let's go ahead and put a little golden vacuum cleaner, a golden Roomba, at the top of your head, and let's vacuum out the inside of the aura. So that Roomba is just going to spiral around. Mm-hmm. And it's vacuuming around the head, the neck, the shoulders, the waist, the hips, the thighs, vacuuming around the legs, and under the feet. And it is cleaning out the dust bunnies and fuzz balls in the aura. It knows what to do. And when it's all cleaned up, you can just go ahead and throw that little Roomba down the grounding cord. Opening your feet chakras to earth energy. You can imagine the feet chakras being kind of like the 35 millimeter camera lens. And so you just open that camera lens up, opening your feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through the feet, ankles, shins and calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. And then finding a place in the universe that's in affinity with you, that makes you feel happy. Bringing a line of energy from that wonderful place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Bringing it down through your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, through the hands and out the fingertips. Bringing more of that energy down through your back channels and all the way down into your hips. And then looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining up the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. And now I'd like you to put a mock-up bubble. So I'd like you to create perhaps a helium balloon or a bubble blow bubble, but big, and something that you can ground to the center of the earth. And then in this bubble, I'd like you to start looking at what it is that you intend to manifest this year. So if you intend to manifest the ability to heal or heal others, put that in there. See yourself as healing others or being well yourself, this spiritual gift. Perhaps the gift of seeing, and perhaps you could put yourself in an image of being a clear seer. And how that first starts is that you open your eyes and you're aware of your environment. Internal seeing doesn't happen for no reason. And whether it's this life or another, you've slowed yourself down enough to access that internal seeing. And admittedly, this is some in the DNA, so there'll be some gifts from family and some gifts from spiritual past lives for seers. But everyone has intuition. So if you want to be a seer and you want to have that gift of seeing, of awareness, imagine yourself as a clear seer. And you're putting that image of yourself as a clear seer in this bubble. I'd also like you to look at the gift of creativity. And whether it's from the out-of-box thinking or the creative brain, I'd like you to really see yourself, if this is one of the spiritual gifts that you long for, to really create in the most beautiful and exquisite ways, perhaps extraordinary music or a new language or beautiful art, woodworking, beading, painting, carving. See that manifestation, that beautiful gift of spirit of really the creativity at the divine level. And then I'd like you to, everyone, this spiritual gift is for everyone. Seeing yourself as healthy and strong, seeing yourself entirely blessed, living in the Garden of Eden, in the home of your dreams, living the lifestyle of peace and serenity, plenty of time for meditations and walks. You've become a human being rather than a human doing. See yourself in this bubble as in peace, in contentment, in an awakening state, able to honor yourself and respect yourself and cherish yourself. And now let's make it even further. Let's take it into a state of unconditional love. And so now I'd like you to see yourself as that being who is in appreciation and gratitude for everything, every moment of every day, seeing the gifts that come from being so loving, so compassionate, so tender, so present, so strong, the provider, the protector, the enhancer, the supporter? Who are you being? Who is this divine being with these spiritual gifts? And let's lace this beautiful gifting, these spiritual gifts, with the fairy dust of compassion and grace. And let's bring grace in. Grace. So let's just shower this intention bubble, this spiritual intention bubble. The outpouring of spiritual gifts now coming in are also the gifts of grace coming in. Grace, where it's not by your good works, but by grace. By grace, you bring in so much to you and to others, and you make a difference in the world with grace. Compassion, love, tenderness, miraculous healing. Show this beautiful bubble to the Supreme Being, this bubble of spiritual gifts that are coming. Ask for blessings from the Supreme Being. See, this bubble is floating off into the universe to be completed and fulfilled in the coming weeks. Now I'd like you to sit on the top of your head as a spirit, a handsome yogi or a beautiful yogini, feeling very happy, awake and alive, bringing yourself into your body, filling out your fingers and toes, arms and legs, torso, neck and head, coming back into the room, breathing in deeply, in and out. I'd like you to rub your hands together in front of your heart chakra, creating some heat, some energy, some tuppets. This is spiritual heat in the hands, and you keep rubbing until your hands get warm and you've brought your spirit into your hands. And breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth three times, pink gold energy. Imagine it being pink and gold, the energy of rejuvenation and love, God energy. Take your right hand, put it over your heart chakra. Take your left hand, put it over your right hand in a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. I could just say to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I can express my unique self and feel that love, trust, permission to express. Beautifully flood every cell of your body. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be richly blessed with spiritual gifts, be blessed with long life, vitality, and good health. To toss to, so be it.
Thanks for listening to Miraculous Living Radio. I'm Julie Renee, speaker, author, and master healer. If you'd like to go from fatigue to fabulous in just 5 short days, I'd like to encourage you to enroll yourself. Go to miraculouslivingtoday.com and you're going to be receiving from Miraculous Living a 5-day course that provides you with the restorative meditation that will change your life. And if you'd like to receive more information about our upcoming programs, go to www.julierenee.com. And also on that site, you will discover a wealth of guided meditations for your use, including karma clearing, DNA and stem cell regeneration, happy hormones, and many, many more meditations that will heal you for a lifetime. We look forward to getting to know you better. And as always, you can count on Miraculous Living Radio to be your most important resource to inspire, to inform, and to improve your health and vitality. Welcome to Your Miraculous Living.